Good morning and welcome to Paul's 5-Minute Monday Motivation for members of the MSP Marketing Edge. So it's Monday the 16th of September 2024. Let's talk today about why you should be doing 10 times more activity on LinkedIn. Now, what is your attitude towards LinkedIn? Do you see it as this really cool place where you can potentially meet every single possible future client that you could ever want? Or do you see it as this place that's just a bit of a pain or somewhere where people go to try and sell themselves? What's your opinion on LinkedIn? Do you know, whatever your opinion, I want you to just put that to one side and I want you to look at LinkedIn as the most delicious prospecting tool ever. Because I know it has its faults. It's so much better today than it was 5 years ago. Microsoft has actually done a really good job building up LinkedIn. And as I say, I know it has its faults. It's not perfect. But my goodness, there are some amazing things in there. And you will probably look, if you look in our portal, you'll see that in our 3-step lead generation systems to build audiences, to grow a relationship with those audiences and to convert that relationship, LinkedIn is a big part of that. And I've done that deliberately myself and my team because we have spent 8 years tweaking and perfecting this system. And the reason that LinkedIn is so baked in there is because it's an easy place for you to find people that you could sell to one day and, as we say, add them to your audiences, grow a relationship with them, and maybe even convert them. So I believe you should be doing more and more and more on LinkedIn. Obviously, you should be doing just as the basics, the stuff that we ask you to do. And that is, of course, adding new LinkedIn connections every day. It's every week, it's posting LinkedIn content. So the content actually goes out every day, but you schedule it once a week. And then we recommend that you add comments on other people's posts. We also recommend that you do a LinkedIn newsletter. All of this is in the portal with step-by-step instructions telling you how to get it set up in your marketing stack and how to actually do it on a daily and a weekly basis. But I think you could go further, you know. What if you went in and just messaged some of your connections in LinkedIn? Not some rubbish message, just sending them whatever or some kind of sales offer. But what if you went in and let's say you're connected to accountants, CPAs. What if you went into every single accountant that you were connected with and you sent them a value add message? So it might be that you have seen something which affects CPAs and you want to just let them know about it. What if you've, you know, seen, I don't know, perhaps it's something to do with Sage. Do CPAs still use Sage? What if you are supporting an accountant somewhere with Sage and there's a setting that you've spent ages researching and you've found this setting because of this problem that's just happened and you just message every accountant that you are connected with to say, hey, do you guys still use Sage Line 22? Well, we've discovered this problem and here's the fix for it. Or even better, you write a blog article about it on your website and you say to them, we've put the answer on our website, go and have a look. Now, something like that, imagine it from their point of view, right? They're a CPA, whether they use that particular software or not, here is an IT person they know who has suddenly messaged them out of the blue to say, oh, there's this fault with this particular software. If you use it, here's the fix. And if they don't use it, they're still going to think, actually, this person's great. You could go and comment on in accountancy groups on LinkedIn, because there are loads of groups on LinkedIn. You could message other accountants or comment on their posts or just, you know, there's all sorts of stuff that you can do. My challenge to you this week or next week is to look at LinkedIn and to ask yourself, what more could I do with this? Take the knowledge in your head, the expertise that you've got, and ask yourself, how can you do some stuff on LinkedIn that adds value to the people that you're connected with that you would love to do business with? And by the way, let's discuss this in the members only Facebook group. It would be great to see some of the ideas that you've come up with there. So this coming Thursday, we're going to drop new content for you to use from next Monday, from the 23rd of September. And it's that 82% of businesses still haven't upgraded to Windows 11, despite the fact their hardware is good enough for them to upgrade. And of course, we've got what? Just over a year till support of Windows 10 ends. So we're going to start to push that more and more in the months ahead, because of course, that creates an opportunity for you. Anytime a piece of software reaches end of life, that's a great opportunity for you. And of course, a couple of days ago, back on the 10th, we launched our new monthly content. It's a monthly service-based campaign we launched last week, which is all about email signatures. So I hope you have a very profitable week this week. Let me know what you're doing on LinkedIn. And of course, anything that me and my team can help you with, just drop us an email. It's hello@mspmarketingedge.com.